Well, hey there. Did you know that the state you live in can be calibrated as to its level of consciousness? That's super good to know. What level of consciousness is your state running at? Is it positive aspect oriented and of higher consciousness, or is it lower aspect oriented and of lower consciousness? That's this month's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz, which I'll get to in just a minute. But you know what? I will tell you the states we're looking at because I want you to feel your way into aligning with the truth of things. And that's the whole point of these quizzes is like, how can I raise my level of consciousness, align with truth and power, and begin to be reasonable and irrational and more loving about everything? So we're not going to do all 50 states. That would take too long to get through. Plus, I don't know that all the calibrations have been done for each state, but many have been done. And I get my recent calibrations from the website consciousnesscalibrations.com, for which I am a paid subscriber, but I am not affiliated with any type of financial payoff for recommending them. I just do highly recommend it because I understand that when you start to align with truth and care about understanding the truth, which is not opinion, by the way, it's a simple calibration of energy fields, that you can raise your level of consciousness and ability to discern anything by aligning with truth. So that's the one of the points of the quizzes. Today we're looking at the four states. We're looking at Massachusetts, Iowa, California, Florida and Wyoming. I'm sorry, five states. We're gonna look at five states. So I want you to kind of see if you can grab a piece of paper, write them all down, and try to put in order, like number one, what's the highest level of consciousness? Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. This is a great test to start seeing how intuitive you are. You know, how aware you are of, feelings of consciousness. And trust me, the great spirit that resides within you is aware of all of it. So the answer is there. So again, you're going to write down Massachusetts, Iowa, California, Florida, and Wyoming. Now, some of these calibrations were done. Let me grab the book I want to share with you. Back in 2002, I think it was. Anyway, before 2005, the calibrations of some of these states was done in Dr. Hawkins' book, Truth Versus Falsehood, right here. And this book is really a great encyclopedia of consciousness calibrations on topics all over the place, all kinds of topics that really help to align you with putting things into context. And again, these calibrations are not opinions or judgments. They're measurements of energy. And I think you may find it easy to agree, everything emits some sort of energy, right? In people, you know the difference between Susie Sunshine and a gray cloud. Very different energies are being emitted from both of them, and those energies can be calibrated using consciousness calibration techniques. So before I give you the answers to today's quiz, every month I like to put a plug in for our sponsor, the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which is a website I created to help you raise your level of consciousness and be the change you want to be in this world with a wide variety of content, including my podcasts and video casts on consciousness. As well as I align with other companies that have been calibrated as to their level of consciousness that create online events, online courses, things like that. So my intention is to consciously curate content that can actually shift you. And Albert Einstein has been famously quoted as saying, "You cannot solve a problem from the level of consciousness that created it." So, as an example, if you're going to hire a life coach or any type of coach to help you raise your level of consciousness on a particular topic. Let's just call it relationships. You're hiring a relationship to raise your level of consciousness on how you relate to others and build relationships with others. That coach has got to be of higher consciousness in order to help you shift. If they're of lower consciousness on the topic and they're going to teach you something that you're going to buy into, it's going to lower your level of consciousness and make you like, resentful and hateful and self-destructive because they're not teaching you anything that holds any truth. So the point being is if you want to raise your level of consciousness on any particular topic, you've got to intend to align with the teacher of that that's of higher consciousness than you. And as long as that person has integrity and courage and confidence, and they're not scornful, like full of inflationary language that's not true and full of righteous pride, then, you know, you got to choose power versus force, because the power is going to shift you. Forceful stuff will only bring you down because it holds no truth. So that's why I created the website, is to really help curate stuff that has power in it. And you'll find that with online courses. And you're going to have to discern for yourself, because there could be some teachers and presenters that maybe of, you know, their courses and teachings may be of higher consciousness, but it could be at a particular level. You know, they could be just entry level teaching. And you may be beyond that, and you may have to look to a higher level. This is where higher education would hopefully bring in teachers of higher consciousness that can actually teach you more. That's the point. So you got to make sure your teachers are teaching you something of higher consciousness. As you intend to align with that in your pursuit of happiness and in pursuit of learning, intend for that, because the power of truth and intending to align with truth and power helps you to remove your egoic blocks to actually getting there, right? Otherwise, if you got lower stuff running, you think you're a victim, then you're going to get aligned with a teacher that's going to make you feel more like a victim, as an example. So I invite you to become a patron and part of our community at the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, where you can sign up for push notifications on your computer or phone, where you'll find out about all events and new online courses and all of the episodes that I do here, among many other things. You know, I share teachings of Dr. Hawkins and his videos, along with other life lessons from other teachers of higher consciousness that teach great, interesting topics that many of us are interested in. So that's the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com. You can check that out. So now that I've got my little, it's not even a plug, it's a highly recommend. If you want to be the change you want to see in the world, you've got to up your game. And the network is intended to help you do just that. And in fact, I've had that particular website calibrated as to its level of consciousness. I didn't do it. I hired someone to do it. And I said, I don't care what it is. I want the truth, because I want to make sure that I'm walking the walk as much as I'm talking the talk. So the Mind Body Spirit Network was calibrated at 350 on the map, which is super high. And very interesting, because my whole intention for myself is to be at the level of consciousness of acceptance, which is 350 on the map, which is the same as a website. And I am willing to accept I'm the creator of my own experience, which is 350 as well. I'm like, oh, okay. So the energy is a match to my own intentions for myself, which is of super high consciousness. I'm not saying I'm that, but I'm teaching that and I'm intending that. All right, so back to today's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. We're taking a look at the consciousness level of states. And If you want to see the consciousness level of your own state, you want to check out consciousnesscalibrations.com. You may have to become a paid subscriber to see it. I'm not sure. There's many calibrations that are free, but then in order to support his efforts, there is a paid part of the subscription, which is super, really low, whatever it is, whatever the subscription price may be. You can pay for that. And or also you get Dr. Hawkins' book, Truth Versus Falsehood, which he calibrates a lot of states, if not all of them. I'm not sure if all of them are in there, but many of them were calibrated. And there's a pattern going on right now that the calibrations of states have fallen since 2000, whatever the date was, of Truth Versus Falsehood. Maybe it's 2005. I don't know. Let me look at my spreadsheet, see what it says. Oh, it doesn't. Oh, 2005. Okay. 2005 calibrations out of Truth Versus Falsehood. I'm going to share those with you. And then I'm going to give you the calibrations, current ones, that the website has recalibrated the states. And all of them have fallen, which is no wonder because the entire planet has fallen from 207 on the map to 191, I think the calibration is, which is a bit discouraging, but it is what it is. Likely to do with, you know, the worldwide COVID thing, the politicalization of everything. Once you politicize something, which is of lower consciousness, the energy of it is 180 on the map. Once you take a topic and politicize it, you bring it down. There's no truth held in it anymore because it's self-serving. Politicizing something is serving something else that does not serve you, right? It serves other interests, not the interests of the people as a whole. So anyway, let's look at the lowest level of consciousness state. And none of these are of lower consciousness, but the potential for lower consciousness is in one of them in particular. So we're starting with the lowest one right now. The lowest, let's see, 2021. Okay, the lowest level of consciousness right now is California of the five here. I'm not saying it's the lowest one in the country, but it's the lowest one in this group of five at 230 on the map. In 2005, it calibrated at 280. And higher does not necessarily mean better. It's just a different energy in a different way of being, which there's more power in it, but it doesn't hold any less truth. It still holds strong as a positive-oriented state. However, California, there's something here that's on this post. It talks about, oh shoot, where'd it go? Let me find it. Let's look at California. It's got the potential to take a nosedive and be destructive. So what he's saying here is local conditions in California, which is content actuality, this is what he's calling it, is 195, which is a very low level of consciousness. It's destructive and negatively oriented. Whereas the context slash potentiality is 230, so it's positive oriented. So something interesting he's saying here about this is local conditions under 200 do not support success and prosperity, and so people leave. You know, people may think there's other reasons, but in consciousness, it has to do with the negativity of the energy. California's population is decreasing for the first time since 1850, likely to do with the fact that the energy to support prosperity and success is no longer there. It's destructive. Good to know. All right, so California is the lowest on the list. Next up is Massachusetts. That's a little surprising since it's a highly educated state filled with highly, you know, universities and college. Massachusetts calibrates at 280 right now. In 2005, it was 305. So that's a significant dive in consciousness when you understand it's a log 10. So 10 to the 280th power versus what it was, 10 to the 305th power. Next up is, there's a tie. So let's go with Iowa. Iowa is next. It's 385 now, which is super high, by the way. It's almost in the land of happiness. Happiness is either 395 or 375 on the map, so it's a relatively happy place, which is pretty awesome to understand. The energy of 385 is happy. And in 2005, Iowa was at 405, which is more of is the land of reason and rationality. So the state of Iowa has predominantly been a place of reason and rationality, and people are normal and sane. And to be at 385, it's still a happy place to be, Iowa. Florida also calibrates at 385 right now, but in 2005 it was at 425, which is a very different energy field than 385, but still a superpower and a strong, powerful, happy place to live would be in Florida, unless you're of lower consciousness and you perceive things in a lower way. If you want to change your life, some of these states are so friggin' powerful consciously, you might want to move there. Florida being one of them, Iowa being another. You can move, all of them are higher consciousness, but if you really need a lift, you're going to feel a lift in these. If you move from California, as an example, to Florida, you're going to feel a big difference. You should feel a lot better, I would think. I'm just guessing. I don't know. Last on the list is Wyoming, and this is super interesting. I'm fairly certain Wyoming has been the state of highest consciousness since in 2005. It calibrated at the highest level at 440, and it's held its level of consciousness to this day at 440. So that's really interesting to understand that. Though I personally have no interest in Wyoming. I've been there, except for Jackson Hole. Love that place. Otherwise, but the people there, that's a reasonable, rational, powerful, sane, normal place to live, is the state of Wyoming. So that's today's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. Let me just get back to you here. And again, if you want to find out the calibration of your state, you could go to consciousnesscalibration.com, check on the search for your state, and see if he's done it recently. Otherwise, you can go to Truth versus Falsehood and see if the calibration's in there. It could be in there as well. That's it for today's weekly dose of higher consciousness. Next week, we're going to, what are we looking at next? I'm not sure what I'm doing next. But it will be, I can't remember my, what order I do things in right now. Let me look, hold on. What order do I do things in? Let's see. Okay. So next week, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. So there you have it. And I usually like to end all of my podcasts with some type of homework assignment. And maybe the homework assignment is to write down three other states and try to figure out what level of consciousness range you think they're at. You know, if you've been with me for a while, if you understand Dr. Hawkins' map or some of the energies at different levels, see if you can, you know, pick three states and see if you can put them in order. Maybe you don't give it a calibration. You just put them in the order of consciousness you think that they are. And then you could go to the Consciousness Calibrations website and see if you can get a calibration there. That would be a fun little test to do. And then the other thing I'd like to leave you with is the fact that love is the truth at 500 on the map of consciousness. And again, just because you don't believe that, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And it's not even in any of most of our awareness, because we're living on this planet as a whole at 190, 191. Not you personally, but as a whole. So if you don't feel that love is the truth, you can't imagine that love is the truth, is because it's a quantum leap above your level of awareness. It's like the glass ceiling. You haven't broken the glass ceiling, that's for sure, if you don't have this awareness, which most of us have not. There's very few people that break through the level of 500 because it's a non-linear dimension and a non-linear state of being. And I always like to say, you are not in Kansas anymore. So use the mind that calibrates in the 400s. The mind is a superpower for sure, but it cannot hold a candle to the truth of the power of love. Love is the truth. If you like what's going on here, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com. Or if you're traveling in your car and you want a little podcast to listen to, trumpetoftruthradio.com. Until then, stay happy, best you can. Intend to raise your level of consciousness and live a better life. I'll see you then.
Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.